100 state senators and assembly members have signed a letter supporting increased taxes on the richest New Yorkers. It would help close the state's $13 billion budget gap. The Democratic Speaker of the Assembly supports the idea, but Democrats who lead the Senate have not yet signed on. And Governor Andrew Cuomo is not on board either. Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is featured in a video that tries to change that.
Governor Cuomo, we need you to pass a billionaire's tax in order to make sure that we're providing for our working families. It's time to stop protecting billionaires, and it's time to start working for working families.
The four-minute piece was created by the Fund Excluded Workers Coalition, and it's backed by nearly three dozen state lawmakers. It also features immigrants who are ineligible for unemployment benefits telling of their struggle to provide food and housing for their families.
America as a whole is going through a bad time. But for excluded immigrants, it's a nightmare for us.
The video claims that the state has 118 billionaires, many of whom have grown richer during the pandemic, heightening the already existing income inequality. The proposal would increase taxes on the wealthy to establish an unemployment insurance fund. It would be for workers who don't qualify for regular unemployment. That includes undocumented workers. Other measures include increasing the state's top income tax brackets. And there was other action to mobilize support for taxing the wealthy. A number of Democratic state lawmakers joined in a 24-hour fast and sleepout outside the Fifth Avenue penthouse of Amazon founder Jeff Bezos. Bezos is considered to be the richest person in the world, and according to Bloomberg News, he's believed to have added $35 billion to his net worth so far during the pandemic, as people confined to their homes ordered more products online. Senator Robert Jackson, a Democrat from Manhattan, whose district includes Washington Heights and West Harlem, says his constituents are feeling the effects of the pandemic and the economic shutdown.
And I know people are suffering because they tell me and my staff. They sign up for food. They sign up for information.
In a conference call with media earlier in the week, the governor once again voiced his opposition to New York raising taxes on the wealthy.
If you take people who are highly mobile and you tax them, well, then they'll just move next door, where the tax treatment is simpler.
And the governor turned the focus on Congress, saying, without naming her, that Ocasio-Cortez and the other lawmakers could better spend their energy helping get a federal relief package passed that would help states and local governments with economies devastated by the coronavirus and the related shutdown. He says if there are going to be any tax increases, they need to be for the wealthy in all of the states, not just for New York.
And let Democrats stand united and say, we won't pass another piece of legislation for you, President Trump, until you provide the funds to help the poorest Americans. That's what they should be doing.
Congress is due to recess in early August. Democrats there back a $3 trillion relief package that would aid state and local governments hardest hit by the pandemic. Republicans, who control the Senate, want to spend $1 trillion and direct more of the money to businesses. They are trying to work through their differences. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.